need to worry, young Red Wallet.
The thin, reedy voice had come from nowhere. Sam Kim and Arula halted, staring at the leafy screen about them. The voice spoke again.
Worry, hurry, that's all some creatures do. No time to live to a ripe old age. Look at me, I can count the summers I've seen, and I'm as fit as a flea.
Sam Kim fitted an arrow to his bowstring.
Show yourself.
A bed of tall fern stirred, and a wood vole stepped into view. He was small and thin, dressed in a long smock of brown bark cloth, and his face was framed by the biggest white beard they'd ever beheld on any creature. It fuzzed out like a cloud, and only his bright black eyes were visible through it. The wood vole laughed and cut a little caper. He was astonishingly agile for such an ancient creature.
You can put the bow down. I'm not going to hurt you, Redwaller. How do I know you're a Redwaller? Easy. You talk with the accent of an abbey dweller. I'm Fergal the Hermit. I live here all alone. Always have done. Can't stand the company of any creature for too long. Prefer me own. I suppose you're tracking the two stoats who came by here earlier.
You have seen them then, sir.
Fergal did an angry little dance around Arula.
Why can't moles ever learn to speak properly? Seen them? Of course I did. Two evil, smelly vermin, slashing away at my woods as if they owned them. You don't need to hurry to catch those two, though.
Samkin bowed politely to the hermit.
My name is Samkin. This is Arula. You are right, of course. We are both from Redwall Abbey. Why do you say that we have no need to hurry?
Fergal waited until Samkin had unnotched his arrow.
Because one of them is very ill. He won't go much farther. I've never been ill a day in my life. Come on then, Red Wallace. I'll go along with you. I know Mossflower better than you ever will. By the oak and the ass, I'll give that stoat a piece of my mind when I meet him. How dare he go about chopping up my woodlands?
Without further ado, the wood vole set off. In a short while, both Samkin and Arula were having difficulty keeping up with the energetic pace he set. An hour's swift journey found them on the edge of a clearing. Arula sighted Thura lying curled up.
Look him over there. He must be the second.
Wait!
Fergal restrained them both from running over to Thura.
You can never tell with vermin. Give me an arrow, Samkin. We'll see if he's sick or shamming. Better careful than careless, I always say. Generally to myself, though.
Fergal snapped the point from the arrow and tied a pad of leaves in its place, then returned it to Samkin.
Fire that at the creature, young squirrel.
Samkin shot the shaft perfectly. It thudded against Thura's back and bounced off onto the grass. The stoat made no move.
As I thought, he's finished.
The hermit nodded knowingly. The two young ones dashed over to the body. Fergal was right. Thura was freshly dead. Samkin rolled the stoat over.
Dead? I can't believe it. Only yesterday he was as lively as you or I.
He dead all right. Deader than any black acorn.
Arula scratched her head with a huge digging claw. Fergal pulled them away from the body.
Don't get too close. That stoat died of some form of fever or ague. Well, it was nice meeting you, but now I must go about my business. If you're going to bury him, then do it quickly, but try not to touch him. Sorry, there's some urgent business I must attend to. See you later. Goodbye.
In the twinkling of an eye, he'd vanished back into the depths of Mossflower. Samkin and Arula stood looking at each other, slightly disappointed at Fergal's abrupt departure.
Brr, yon Odin don't hang about, do he?
Samkin shook his head.
Not the action of a true forest dweller, I'd say. Still, I suppose he had his reasons. Now, we'll bury this one and track his friend Dingeye. Some friend. Leaving his pal here to die like that. Can't see the sword anywhere. Dingeye must have it. Arula, where are you?
The little mole maid was swiftly excavating a tunnel beside Thura's body. A shower of dark earth flew upwards as she dug in with powerful blunt claws. Before long, she vanished into the hole, and the ground trembled and heaved alongside the dead stoat. Samkin blinked with surprise as she emerged from the ground near Thura's ears. Arula dusted herself down.
There, that be done. Just tip him in with the bow, Samkin.
Samkin levered the body over with his bow. It plopped onto the tunnel top, and the earth gave way. Arula covered it with the earth she had pushed out from the excavation.
Best I can do for a poor stoter, though me were a bad lot.